This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KDNIDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, January 9th, 2026. In 2026, ARRL is commemorating America's 250th birthday with a year-long on-the-air celebration, the America 250 Worked All States WAS Award. Running from January 1st through December 31st, this special operating event challenges amateurs of all license classes to contact all 50 U.S. states and confirm those QSOs via ARRL's Logbook of the World. Modeled after the classic WAS Award, America 250 WAS encourages activity across nearly every band, from LF through microwaves and on CW, phone, and digital, culminating in a commemorative, frame-worthy WAS certificate. Participants can pursue America 250 WAS in many ways, with endorsements recognizing achievements by band, by mode, triple play, all three modes, by satellite, and by contacting ARRL-affiliated club stations in all 50 states, and by contacting W1AW Portable in all 50 states. Throughout 2026, the iconic W1AW call sign will be loaned to stations nationwide, activating each state twice during the year. All confirmations are handled through the Logbook of the World, making it easy to track progress and apply for awards and endorsements. ARRL members can read all of the details in the January-February 2026 issue of On the Air magazine. Mark Dirks, KC1RVQ, from the ARRL headquarters staff reports that Richard Dean Strahl, known as Dean, N6BV, died on July 9th, 2025. Amateur radio was one of his passions. Dean retired from the ARRL staff in 2008 following 15 years of service as the senior assistant technical editor. Mark writes that in 2006, the World Radio Sport Team Championship, WRTC, was held in Florianopolis, Brazil, a coastal city that straddles both Santa Catarina Island and the Brazilian mainland. Not far inland, snow-capped mountains climb into the clouds, and miles of glittering sandy beaches ring the city. The climate is subtropical and supports a dizzying diversity of plant and animal life, from swaying palm trees to visiting American tourists. Among those visiting tourists, in this case for the WRTC, as part of the PT5J team, was Dean Strahl, N6BV. Dean was born on another island thousands of miles from Florianopolis in Honolulu, Hawaii, in 1946. He lived there until he came to the mainland to study electrical engineering at Yale University. After graduating, he worked in radio design in Massachusetts at the National Radio Company, as well as in North Carolina, San Francisco, and on Cape Cod. He had a great ability to pull calls out of the noise, his counterpart, PT5J and WRTC, Mark Oberman, AG9A, recalled. He must have had some kind of extra processing gain inside his noggin. While Dean and Mark wouldn't win the contest that year, they did post an impressive score of 1,333,789. After the contest, while vacationing in Brazil, Oberman relayed an antecedent that involved another of Strahl's hobbies, competitive running. Dean and Rima were in Rio de Janeiro when a kid stole Dean's 35mm camera. Being a long-distance runner, Dean chased after him for several miles before it occurred to him that catching the kid might be dangerous and possibly getting killed was not worth getting the camera back. Indeed, Dean would live many years beyond that trip to Brazil, passing away from complications of an extended battle with Parkinson's disease. Rima, his wife of 38 years, survived him, as do sons Jeff and Rick. And you can continue reading about this remembrance on ARRL News. This weekend kicks off three great weekends of amateur radio contests. The North American QSO Party, CW and AQP, runs from 1800 UTC January 10th through 0559 UTC January 11th, 2026, and is a favorite of both newly licensed amateurs and seasoned operators. The NAQP contests are for lower power only, no amplifiers allowed, which makes for a lot more breathing room on the bands. Multipliers count once per band, which makes for an exciting format, as multipliers may be moved from band to band. The NAQPs allow stations from all parts of North America to be in the running for the top spots. If you prefer a single sideband SSB, that portion of the contest runs next weekend from 1800 UTC January 17th to 0559 UTC on January 18th, 2026. Also next weekend, the North American Collegiate Championship single sideband runs at the same time, 1800 UTC January 17th, 0559 UTC January 18th. Winter Field Day 2026, WFD is up next, scheduled to run from 1600 UTC, that's 11 a.m. Saturday, January 24th, through 2159 UTC, 4:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday, January 25th. Stations may begin setting up at 1600 UTC on Friday, January 23rd. However, cumulative setup time may not exceed 12 hours. You can review the complete rules, including this year's changes, at rules@WFDA. And also remember to mark your calendar for the 2026 ARRL Field Day. That's on June 27th and 28th. The Intrepid DS Group has announced 23-year-old Peter Schimmelbusch, W7HPS, from Rexburg, Idaho, as the winner of its 2025 America Radio for the Greater Good competition. His proposal is for the newly formed Upper Valley Amateur Radio Society, of which he is founder and president, to install a public access amateur radio station at the Madison County Sheriff's Department Search and Rescue Facility, which the department has already authorized. The Intrepid DX Group will be providing Peter and his club a HF base station, a VHF-UHF mobile station, a VHF-UHF base antenna, coax, a power supply, and multiband HF vertical antenna. This year, we received a lot of outstanding proposals to benefit the community through amateur radio, said Intrepid DX Group President Paul Ewing, N6PSV. You can see Peter's entire proposal on the Intrepid DX Group Facebook page. Nominations are now open for three Heritage CQ Magazine Halls of Fame, each now administered by a different person or organization. The Heritage CQ Amateur Radio Hall of Fame honors individuals who have made significant contributions to the amateur radio hobby. More information is available on the hamgallery.com website. Nominations should be sent by February 28th to Tom Roscoe, K8CX, at K8CX at hamgallery.com. And the subject line should include CQ Amateur Radio Hall of Fame. The CQ Contest Hall of Fame, administered by the Worldwide Radio Operators Foundation, recognizes amateurs who have made major contributions to the art of radio competition. Details are available on the WWROF website. Nomination deadline is March 1st. And the CQ DX Hall of Fame, administered by Indexa, also has a March 1st deadline. This recognition honors those who organize major de-expeditions or make other significant contributions to de-exing. Inducting to all three Halls of Fame will be announced at the Dayton Hamfest weekend in mid-May. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. We hope you had a wonderful holiday season. A few weeks back, we spoke about the AMSAT CubeSat SIM kit, and it was of great interest to many. I'm pleased to announce that they are now available and that when they sell out, back orders will be allowed. The parts will now start to become available more readily and it should be easier to order one. Visit AMSAT online store at amsat.org. In following through with AMSAT's youth initiative, we have worked with Eric N2XCE to create the first of many youth courses. Eric, having been a science teacher in New Jersey and a graduate of Montclair State University with an MS in geosciences, makes him a perfect fit for this task. He has created our first course, An Introduction to Satellite Meteorology. The second course, Satellites and Climate Change, is also available. These courses are free of charge at buzz, that's buzzsat.com. The next course, which will be available shortly, is Satellites and Pollution Control. Future course development will be for courses on wildlife and natural resources, navigation, satellite design and operation, space exploration, communications, broadcasting, military operations, and much, much more. BuzzSat.com is AMSAT's website for kids. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. John Bartshear, N1GNV, is now a silent key, better known in the amateur radio community as John B., owner of Quicksilver Radio Products. He passed away on October 25, 2025. He was first licensed in 1989 and held an amateur extra class license. Prior to founding Quicksilver, he was ARRL's advertising manager. He is survived by his children Elizabeth and Jay and his brother Michael. Following B's passing, Quicksilver was closed for reorganization, but now has just announced its reopening. The company's new retail store is now opened in New Holland, Pennsylvania. Quicksilver's West Coast store in Anaheim, California is still in operation. Just ahead in Radio Sport, January 10th, it's the YBDX contest, that is phone. Also on January 10th, the Old New Year contest, CW phone. The UBA PSK63 prefix contest, that's digital. January 10th and the 11th, the SKCC Weekend Sprintathon, that's CW. Also January 10th through the 11th, the North American QSO Party, that's CW. January 11th, the NRAU Baltic contest, single sideband phone. January 11th also, the DARC 10-meter contest, that's CW and phone. And January 11th, the NRAU Baltic contest, that is CW. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section and state division conventions, January 10th, it's the Ham Radio University ARRL New York City Long Island Section Convention, that's in Brookville, New York. January 16th to the 17th, the Southwest Florida Regional Ham Fest, ARRL Southern Florida Section Convention in Fort Myers, Florida. And January 30th through the 31st, the Jackson, Mississippi Capital City Ham Fest, ARRL Mississippi State Convention, that's in Jackson, Mississippi. And don't forget to search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Delta Amateur Radio Club in Delta Junction, Arkansas, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.